Hey there, lovebirds and lone wolves. It's your favorite sexpert, Stephanie Smith, and we're about to take a joyride through the wild world of sex and relationships. So buckle up, because we're going to laugh, learn, and maybe even blush a little as we uncover the secrets to kick-ass sex life. So grab your headphones and get ready for some scandalous stories, quirky advice, and a whole lot of laughs. Welcome to Let's Talk About Sex with me, Stephanie Smith, the podcast that's about to make your ears blush. Hello, and welcome back to the Gilf's Den. My name is Stephanie Smith. I am your host, and I am here to discuss a follower that sent in letting me know about his intergenerational relationship. And since we have been covering that with Sky in our own little podcast that we did with lots of detail, scientific research and whatnot, I wanted to bring this to all of you, especially today's Christmas, and I'm doing a couple podcasts today. And I thought it would be nice to share a positive outcome of an intergenerational relationship. So here we go. I'm 29. I didn't lose my virginity until I was 25. I lost it to a rather attractive woman who was 34. She was prettier than a lot of the women in their 20s. which he thought that this is very common, much more common than people say. At first, I expected very little. I thought she would just teach me how to do it, and then I'd move on to someone closer to my age. And heck, I almost did. But I didn't, and not even a year in, we both developed feelings for each other. This will happen. We went on more dates and had more sex, and now he's 29 and she's 38. We are married. We have two children and all the stuff I never thought would have happened. So patience is a virtue and I'm so glad I was open to continuing this. And that's why I want to just, you know, say, go back and listen to the topic. Sky and I had a very detailed conversation about intergenerational relationships and the benefits of them. And there are so many. And I'm really seeing more and more people having them. It's becoming more and more popular. We are going to see a lot of changes coming here in 2024, where this is going to be seen as not as taboo as it used to be. So let me give you why. You know, let's just talk about some of the benefits, okay? But a lot of these relationships are about 10 years apart, usually, maybe longer, a few more years apart. And the reasons why they're so successful, they can be very successful, is because number one, they have complementary strengths with each other. So each partner may bring different life experiences, perspectives, and strengths to the relationship, which can complement and enhance each other. Number two, they can learn and grow from each other. Partners in intergenerational relationships can learn from each other's experiences and knowledge, leading to personal growth and development. Number three, they have different perspectives. Intergenerational differences can offer fresh perspectives on life, culture, societal issues, enriching the relationship and broadening each partner's worldview. Number four, it brings stability and security. Older partners may bring stability, wisdom, and a sense of security to the relationship, while younger partners can infuse energy, enthusiasm, and a fresh outlook on life. That's for sure. Number 5, mutual respect and understanding. Successful intergenerational relationships are often built on mutual respect, understanding, and open communication, allowing partners to navigate differences in experiences and life stages. Number 6, shared values and interests. Despite the age gap, partners in intergenerational relationships can have shared values, interests, and life goals that form a strong foundation for their connection. Number 7, emotional connection. Emotional compatibility and genuine love and affection can transcend age differences, forming the basis for a strong and lasting bond. So it's just important to note that while intergenerational relationships, they can be very successful, they can also come with their unique challenges, such as societal judgments, differing life stages, family dynamics. You know, so each relationship is unique and its success depends on the individuals involved and their ability to navigate these challenges with empathy, respect, and understanding. I want to thank my follower for sending me this information because it is so healthy, so positive, and we're going to see a lot more of this coming this next year. I definitely can see it in my own personal life, being where I'm at, and people at my age group not feeling it with them, not feeling it with people older. I'm really feeling like it's going to be people that are going to be younger, and that those are the ones that are going to give me the vitality that I need. And I think that we're going to see this in a lot of relationships moving forward. So I look forward to others bringing me their positive relationships experience. And I would love to hear maybe if people want to be on the show. That'd be great. All right. Thank you for joining me on this special edition of The Gilf's Den on Christmas Day. Happy holidays. And that's a wrap, folks. Thank you for joining me on today's exhilarating podcast of Let's Talk About Sex. If you loved what you heard and want to keep the conversation going, make sure to hit that subscribe button, like, and follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Don't miss out on our future episodes packed with even more tips, tricks, and tantalizing discussions. Got something to share or a burning question? I want to hear from you. Send me a message on social media or in my email. Your thoughts and stories and feedback mean the world to me, and I can't wait to hear from each and every one of you. Remember, your sexual empowerment journey doesn't end here. Keep exploring, keep growing, and keep embracing your fabulous, authentic self. Until next time, this is Stephanie Smith, signing off. Stay adventurous, stay safe, and stay sexy.